All right, let's get out of here. Mouth boners, you say? Well, okay. I don't think I agree with that, but... Okay, oh, okay. Alright, I'm not gonna drive into this bus. Though, maybe I should've. Now that this bus is blocking my way. Fucker. Alright. Go. Today I made some E3 appointments. That was good. Got some stuff done. Started scoping out exactly what we're going to need to do for some of the other off-site events that are happening around E3. A few of those have opportunities. Looking into, so. Like parties with hookers and coke? No, nothing. No, there's going to be the chance to play a couple of video games, and they'll probably, I mean, some of these events may have a bar there, I guess. I don't know. But it's weird, I don't know, everyone must be getting desperate, everyone must be getting, like, fucking to a point where they don't want to rely on E3 to be E3 anymore, because everyone is having, not everyone, there are more companies than usual having more events than usual ahead of the show. Like, oh yeah, you can see this during the show, but if you want to come Monday... We got a hotel on Monday. We'll show you this stuff. Because, you know, it's not like there's anything else going on Monday, right? I'm like, hey, what are you doing Sunday early afternoon? You want to come see a couple of games? It's like, what? No, we have a set to put together for some press conference stuff. There's other stuff going on that doesn't seem... So in some cases, some of those events are things we'll probably go to. And in some cases, like, we'll just come to the show and see it. We'll come to E3 to see your E3 stuff. I know that sounds weird. But, yeah. There's no conventions for movies, right? No, there's, I mean, there used to be a lot of them because there were things like video stores. There was VSDA, which was the Video Software Dealers Association. And there are certainly cinema owner, like a cinema operator, conference conventions, that sort of stuff. Like, basically, if there's an industry, you can bet there's a fucking trade show for it. Like, you know, like, dentists get together and fucking look at new dental shit. Like, here's a show floor showing off the latest in dental technology. Like, that... There's a pizza conference that I really should go to instead of fucking E3. But, like, VSDA is, like, that was, like, you know, hey, we have to sell videotapes to the people that own video stores and such. So we're going to show you trailers for what's coming out. We're going to show you all this sort of stuff. And here's a t-shirt with the logo on it. And, you know, it was all that exact same sort of stuff for movies. But yeah, that pizza magazine I get. Someone subscribed me to some kind of pizza industry magazine, and they're always talking about their trade show. And every time I look at it, I go like, man, I bet if you fucking went to that thing and walked around, everyone would just, like, you know, they'd be like selling you ovens or wooden fucking planks to flip pizzas over or whatever it is. And I bet every single booth would have some pizza for you to look at and try. And that sounds pretty fucking cool to me. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know what there is for movie stuff anymore, if there's anything. I mean, there's still stuff for cinema operators. But in terms of, like, the home stuff, I wonder if it's just, like, the distributors of those products now just go directly to Walmart. Same way, like, a lot of video game, you know, like people pitching games do, like, you know, they need to, like, go to Walmart and go to the Walmart buyer and say, hey, you should really stock a lot of these, it's really good, and here's why, and give a whole presentation on that sort of stuff. You know, games do that. I bet that movies do that. If they're just like, hey, this movie did big box office, we bet a lot of people want a home version of it, you should, what if every Walmart in America had 40 copies of it on day one? That'd be a good idea. You should probably buy that many. Or more, I mean, you know, because it's big, it's maybe more. And, you know, that's one of E3's functions, is a place to kind of reach those retailers and buyers and stuff like that and talk about games. But in a lot of cases, you do have companies that are going directly to the headquarters of the major retailers and probably the distributors as well, and making a direct pitch that way. Oh, jeez, this is a real fucking mess. Ugh. He's fucking... Ugh. I need more affordable pizza box liners. The little ridged thing that goes in there. We got to go to Pizza Expo and figure out, you know, if we can source some of the, or if there's any new innovations there, get some higher quality little plastic table looking things that keep the box from crushing down on top of the pizza. Like, what do we got? I'm looking for the latest pizza innovations, LB. I wonder why Bethesda felt the need to do this Fallout teaser thing instead of just waiting for the press conference. Maybe they just figured it would get more people to watch. If they were able to tease the press conference, or be able to promote the press conference by saying, find out about Fallout. That's probably it. Like, you don't probably get a bunch of people watching, but if we say, hey, you're going to see the next Fallout here, then maybe that somehow gets more people to tune in. I mean, it seems like it's been such common fucking knowledge and the easiest thing in the world to guess that, like, hey, guess what? They're going to show another Fallout game at this press conference. What do you think? But, it's already going to be the first big announcement of the week, barring any, you know, weirdness. Alright, this fire truck's going to make things a little difficult here. What do we got? The head of that fire truck appears to be another larger fire truck. This fire truck. Oh, that guy's turning left. That's sneaky, snaky type shit. Oh, what is this fuckery? So I'm pulling into a parking spot, fucking up everything. That guy looks like he's on the up and up. Not at all wild-eyed. Yeah. I'm gonna have to get home and stare at some emails for a while because there's some more E3 booking I need to work on. Kind of chip away at it. I think we're most of the way there. Some emails that I need to send that I really should have sent a while back but have not sent yet. Let's see what's on the radio.
Yeah. and sweat and fire, while the punk rockers and the woman stompers who route on the corners where the spare the jam. I started thinking, you know I started tricking, I thought that I never do much of that.
When I had sunglasses on me and I don't know where the fuck they went. Well, shit. Sunglasses off and or setting them down. I remember putting them in my pocket and they're not there. Damn it. Ah, the sun's in my eyes now. It's all going bad. It's no good. Ah, we're gonna die.
One,
Well, we didn't die from the sun. Yet. Yet.
Oh, yeah. It ain't no for motherfuckers. Niggas don't understand. Every few years, niggas got to get their motherfucking cats pulled back.
This is a very E3 album to me, this West Side Connection record. It's very LA, right? Something just flew off this car in front of me, and I think I just ran it over. Bring a lunch. Bring a lunch, motherfuckers.
Hey. Can you say gangsta shit?
Gangsta shit.
Say gangsta shit.
Gangsta shit.
Say gangsta shit.
Gangsta shit.
Say gangsta shit.
I said,
we about to step up and move on. We about to step up and move on. We about to step up and move on. We about to step up. No.
shit. Cause I'm dynamic, I program it and make it hit. Whether I'm in Dada jeans or crepe silk slacks, blinders be the reason that my shit cracks. Cause when I'm on the beats, I'm fucking all y'all up. Then I get up on the mic and scoop up all your mics. I make you so some idiots just wanna shake y'all butts. And make you all the niggas wanna grab your butts. Hanging with many niggas that bring their heat for real. And if you ain't got a mega chip on my beats, no deal. Cause I negotiate everything with no
bus.
Spend 20 G's on my record is gold. Every competitor on the stage, then I come to your city and get laid. Give it everything I got to stay paid. And if you feeling a nigga, then say what?
Something real as shit. Pop champagne, I give you a sip. About to go dumb, how come?
Yeah.
that's my bitch. That's my bitch. Shut it right there, that's my bitch.
Well, I guess what? No, 2 weeks from today will be day one of E3. About the spot we got for our live show stuff. It should be pretty all right. Appointments, you know, it's like, you know, it's funny, like, this show is not as thick as it used to be in terms of, like, there just aren't as many, it doesn't feel like there are as many publishers of, you know, video games anymore, right? I mean, you know, Midway got consolidated into Warner, you know, THQ went away, you know, it sounds like Sega's not showing anything at the show, and, you know, like, last year Konami just had a black box with no video games in it, or something, more or less, you know, or a black box that inside of it was, you know, some Metal Gear stuff, but... And there hasn't really been a huge uprising of, like, the, you know, obviously, you know, like, some of that's happening in games across the board, but, so, you know, games are filling those gaps out there in the marketplace, but when it comes to a show like E3, you know, that stuff, like, the booth space, like, all that stuff is still really expensive, and, you know, at some point, like, maybe those smaller developers and publishers and stuff would get more bang for their buck by showing at PAX or, you know, or Rooster Teeth Expo or whatever, you know, the some of those other shows out there that are a little more consumer focused, you know, this whole, like, long timeline of announcing a game and then, you know, so that you have time to build up big pre-order numbers so that you can convince retail that they need to buy a lot of copies to cover their pre-orders. Plus, like, oh, well, interest is going to be off the chart after release, too, so get some more of those. Like the more, you know, the more things go digital, the less reliance there is on these very long build-ups of, you know, pre-release coverage for games. Or, you know, if there is, then early access kind of shoots some of that in the foot, too. And, you know, the reasons for E3 existing are to support, like, largely to kind of support big retail games. Big ticket AAA budget releases and stuff. And that stuff just doesn't happen the same way. So, you know, as we're booking appointments and stuff, it's like, oh, well, all right. Like, these guys got a couple of games, these guys got a couple of games, these guys, you know, there's still a couple of companies out there that just have, like, fucking huge lineups. But, you know, think about the number of games that a company like Activision used to bring to E3 or used to bring out in a year, you know, and how much smaller they got in terms of number of releases because they focused on the hits or whatever. It was just, you know, all right, well, what if we just made Call of Duty and Skylanders, you know, like tried a few things out here and there, you know, so, but, you know, a company like EA still has its sports lineup. So it's like if you take all of, like, EA's... Like, EA's got a ton of shit. Ubisoft, you know, will have a good number of games every year, you know. Without fail, they seem to have a bunch of games. I mean, maybe EA didn't have a ton of games last year. I mean, that press conference was ridiculous, but... You know, it just, it's not, the industry is not the same as it used to be, and that's fine. Like, when I talk about, you know, when I go down these holes, like talking about, like, the relevance of E3 and stuff, it's just that. It doesn't say, have anything really to say about the health of the video game business. It's more about the makeup of the video game business and how those dollars break down into, you know, how the promotional cycles need to work for games, like what's video game media look like these days and stuff, and, you know, and I think that's all fine. Like, you know, seems like most of the people that have been around a long time, like, take a long look at E3 and just go, like, yeah, I don't know how many more of these there are going to be at this rate, unless something changes. It's, you know, like, at some point, are the publishers just doing it just to do it? I ain't got a problem with that. Like, you know, things need to change. Things have needed to change for a while. Not just, like, E3 stuff, but just, like, across the board. The way games are covered, the way games are announced, the way games are sold. Like, it all just feels very old and out of date. And the stuff, you look at it and go, like, man, this could all be done better. But a lot of it's there just because, you know, so many of the big video games are still so reliant on retail that they get into that cycle of needing pre-orders and needing, you know, needing to hit numbers there to, you know, to get retail excited and, you know, push the game. And, you know, like, there's still too much riding on that. And as long as that is the case, then, you know, then there'll be need for games to be announced a year before they're out or something, you know. I'm not the mainstream press isn't going to cover anything less than E3. Yeah, but they, I mean, when they do cover it, it's like, video games, they're here and they're very big. We walked around and saw some of the it's just like a load of gamers. What, you know, half the mainstream news reports about E3 like treated it like it was a fan event and not a fucking trade show. Like, a lot of gamers lining up to get a glimpse of the latest releases. Like, no. Like, what? No, that's not what this is at all. Or at least that's not the pitch. It shouldn't be that. It turned into that in a lot of different ways, but fuck, man. But whatever, if Nintendo wanted to get the front cover of USA Today, which they, you know, would do when they would announce hardware and other big stuff, you know, ahead of their press conference, they could have that press conference anywhere, anytime, and probably, you know, exclusively give stuff to something like a USA Today, and get that front page, right? I mean, that doesn't have to happen at E3. USA Today doesn't care that E3 is happening. They care that they're getting big news from a big company. Well, I mean, at that point, it was a big company. Not that Nintendo is small now, but if Nintendo came to you and said, like, hey, you want exclusive details on our next system, and you weren't already video game focused, you might be like, what? It's a little different, you know? You know, you think about, like, the way an Apple press conference gets covered by the mainstream media. Like, it could be a lot more like that. Well, Giant Bomb's not an exhibitor. Do you get any of the public passes to give away? I mean, we are actually an exhibitor, technically. Because there's a booth on the show floor. And a booth, and like, a meeting room upstairs that we work out of. So, like, I do have an exhibitor badge, but I haven't heard anything about getting... getting passes or anything like that. Oh, you guys talking about that Polygon Rock Band. So there are key pieces of context missing from everyone's fucking outrage about that Rock Band 4 preview that Polygon ran, that when I look at it, I just go like, that's cool, whatever. Like, you know, there were, you know, some people were like, well, why didn't they send a fan of Rock Band to the Rock Band thing? It's like, well, because the events happened as part of a full week of events. And you're not going to, you know, you're not going to send your whole staff out there. You're going to send one person because the events don't overlap. So I went for me. And I think Colin may have been the only person there for Polygon. You know, like, I think he was there last year, too. It's like all the Judges Week stuff. So, you know, that story seems like it's born out of, well, the embargo for Rock Band 4 is up. I don't have anything really meaningful to say about the game, but it is an embargo that's up, and we are a big, you know, we are trying to be a big news organization, so as a result, I probably should file a story, and then that's how that story happens, you know? And it is what it is. You know, if you're looking for specific details about Rock Band 4, then yeah, then that one was short on it. But also, fucking 20 other outlets probably wrote that story, you know? And also, it's all the stuff that IGN ran over the last month as part of their big exclusive deal for Rock Band 4 coverage. So it's like, there wasn't much new there to say on top of that. And, you know, maybe I have a different perspective on it because I've met Colin and talked to him a couple times, and he's been doing it a real long time. British guy. I think if I had to guess, I bet he worked with Gary Whitta at some point. Back in the day. But he ran, I want to say he ran news for Next Generation Online back in the 90s. Anyway, Colin's been at it a long time, so, you know, like, whatever, he's done a lot of great stuff. And I read that and go, like, I could hear Colin's voice when I read that, and that's fine. Like, of course Colin is not interested in playing Rock Band in front of a crowd full of people. Like, there's no surprises there. but you would have to have seen a bit more of Colin, I think, in person or on video or something like that for that maybe to make a little more sense. Maybe that's why it doesn't come through, but I don't know. I don't think it's disrespectful to the game. I think if anything, I read that and go like, man, sometimes Polygon should just, or you know, like news organizations that are trying to fucking hit every embargo and hit everything, maybe at some point they should take a step back and go like, you know what? Maybe we don't have anything to add to the coverage aspect of this story, and we'll hang back. But I don't know, whatever. I thought that story was fine. But maybe it doesn't fit when you look at like the other types of stories that site runs. Like, it's not the most personality focused site in the world. Like, they're running the kind of the, you know, movie news, and like just their news output specifically doesn't seem like super personality driven. So to have that go up probably seems out of character or something. I don't know. I don't really read a lot of Polygon, so I can't really say if it matches up with the rest of their tone all that well or not. But my perception of the sort of news coverage they do, that story doesn't really fit with that well, I guess. So I guess I see why people were angry. I don't know. One time, I went to the fucking, I was like Halo Reach, or maybe it was ODST. I forget what it was, but it was like, there's still an article up on the site where, like, you know, I went to play the game at a review event. And so I played the entire game. And then, like, they were like, oh, you know, you can write a preview ahead of time of these two chapters. And I'm like, I just played through the whole game. I don't know what chapter had which part in it. Like, wait, I gotta go back and play him again. Well, I can only talk about the weapons that are in this chapter. Like, I don't fucking know what weapons are in that chapter. Like, fuck that. So I ended up writing a story that, you know, didn't really focus too much on the specifics of the game. And then, like, people who were way into Halo got all fucking bent out of shape. It's like, no, that's not really the thing. It's more that, like, this... And ultimately, I probably shouldn't have written anything. It was like, you know, but it was that draw of, like, well, I have information that can hit at an embargo and people will probably... you know, look at it, or you know, but in, you know, at some point I probably should have stopped asking, like, do I have anything relevant to say that isn't just a review of the game at this time? And it's like, no, I was already in review mode. Like, I was already thinking about the review of the game. So, like, breaking out of that mindset to go, like, now let's say something that is a little less judgmental about one portion of the game, like, that just sucks. Like, the way they structured that event fucking sucks. And I probably should have just said, like, you know what, this sucks, I'm not going to fucking write shit. And that's probably, that. I'm sure that's up on the site somewhere, I don't know. But it was bullshit, like, that event was fucking lame. And apparently there were a couple people at Bungie that were like, oh man, does he hate the game? Like, no, I hate the event. Like, the way that the PR... The way the PR team handled this event of, like, you're coming to review the game, but now also break out this little piece of it. Like, that's a bad way to... As a reviewer, that's a bad mindset shift to have to try to fucking manage. So, it's just... It was pretty fucking suck-ass. But if anything, I think people should be turning, you know, like, what do you actually want? Is it, like, the super dry fucking nuts and bolts of a fucking preview of a game? Like, you know, like, that's boring. You can kind of get it anywhere. And in that specific case, you could get it at IGN for, like, a full fucking month. of like whatever weird deal they did with Harmonix. Well, not weird, but, you know, like the whatever exclusive package they put together to cover Rock Band 4 exclusively. Like, to me, that was the more futile thing of just like, well, yeah, I mean, I could write a preview of Rock Band 4, but we had already posted an interview a while back when they announced the thing, and, you know, the information out of the event is very thin. So, like, literally, you'd be writing, like, well, it's Rock Band. They made a couple of changes, but, like, this is the Rock Band that you are expecting it to be. As you may have read on IGN or seen someone sum up and post to a message board the details of this gameplay or something, you know, so it's... That's not always the best mentality because, you know, you're assuming that all of your readers also read IGN, which I know is not the case. But whatever, at some point, you know, I think in our case... You know, we kind of fall back onto the podcast for some of that stuff. Just go like, yeah, you know, we'll just talk about it there. We'll talk about it there because written previews are kind of lame. I don't know. Like, I'm thinking about writing one for something in the near future here. I'm kind of, like, debating what the right way to cover the thing. This thing I saw is... And it's been a while since, you know, we've done any kind of written preview sort of thing. And I'm like, oh, maybe... Give it a go, see what if that's interesting to people. But but I think I'm more likely to. I would have liked to actually recorded it today, but everyone was recording other stuff. We didn't have time to get it in. So, but yeah, like some kind of like that's my thoughts on it is to do a like for that. Dump truck feed to kind of, you know, like, hey, let's just record, hey, I saw a thing, here's a thing, and just talk about it real quickly and move on, rather than trying to make a big deal about it. And in conclusion, video games are all right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Let's do this all over again, huh?